Greetings, and thank you for joining me for another episode of Select Board Rewind. My name is Leon Goman, and I have the honor of being the town manager for the town of Weston. And I'm here to tell you what happened at the meeting of Tuesday, May 12, 2026. We began at 6 o'clock in executive session, and we talked about a handful of items. First and foremost was a discussion on the Josiah Smith Tavern, and we did an update for the board on all of our litigations that the town currently is involved in. We then opened up into open session, and it was a very historic moment for the town of Weston. It was historic in so much as for the first time in the town's history, we had a seated member, a five-member select board, based upon the actions of the town and the special act that was adopted by the state legislature and signed by the governor. We now have a five-member select board for the first time in the town's history. And there was some pomp and circumstance for that as well. And we welcome the new members of the committee who joined the select board this year, Al Adelot, Rebecca McCurry, and Anupam Sadhead. We then had the reorganization of the board, and the select board reorganized, naming John McDonald as the new chair and Al Adelot as the new clerk for the board. They're going to talk about the assignments for various board and committee assignments at their next meeting. We then had a special permit hearing for the use of the Fisk Law Office, and the select board ultimately voted to grant a special permit for the use of the Fisk Law Office as a general office space pending the approval of the planning board at their meeting on May 20th. We had resident comments, and then we interviewed a candidate for the vacancy on the Tree Advisory Committee. They subsequently appointed Dana Vicky as a member of the Tree Advisory Committee, and we thank Dana for her interest in serving the town. We then met with the fire station. We met with the chair of the Permanent Building Committee about the fire station project. And ultimately, the select board agreed to appoint or designate one or two of their members to join a building committee to be established under the umbrella of the Permanent Building Committee. We will discuss that at the next meeting as well. They had an initial discussion on the appointment process for boards and committees, and following the appointment process that was adopted last year, all people who have had appointments that are coming due at the end of this fiscal year, so that's June 30th, will be given an opportunity to reapply for the positions that they hold, and we have begun advertising for all the vacancies and the upcoming positions to be filled. So we will be spending a little time over the next few meetings interviewing candidates for some of these open positions. We then had an update on the Weston Power Choice program with the Sustainability Committee and our consultants on this project, Peregrine. So if you have questions or concerns or interest in the Weston Power Choice program, you may find this update to be very interesting. And I encourage you to watch the video that you can find on Weston Media. They then had a discussion about changes to the town manager's evaluation form. They had some feedback and comments on that, and they're going to discuss it more at the next meeting. They also had a request to amend the historic preservation restriction located at 823 Boston Post Road. There was some discussion. Ultimately, the select board agreed to have the town manager work with town council on finding an appropriate amendment to that historic preservation restriction. Aside from the consent agenda, those were all the items that were addressed at the first meeting ever of a five-member board held on May 12, 2026.